Our Maundy Thursday liturgy and this service of prayers and thanksgiving tonight provide for us the space to enact an ancient tradition, the washing of feet. Now, when I was growing up, I heard about foot washing, but I always thought it was done at those churches that also handled snakes. So you can imagine my surprise when I got to seminary at Suwannee, and sometime during the winter semester of my first year, I began hearing rumors that it was going to be done at our big Maundy Thursday service at the All Saints Chapel in the middle of Suwannee. Now, my first, second, and third response was no way, no way, and no how. I could not imagine anyone other than my favorite pedicurist ever touching my feet. I could not imagine exposing my ugly foot to anyone at church for close inspection. I mean, our feet, in the first place, are not our loveliest appendage. Sure, sometimes they can be kind of cute when you put on colored nail polish to brighten your toes, but in my case in particular, I had suffered a fall several years back before all this, and so after 7 surgeries, including skin grafts, my left foot is a giant mess of scars. I finally shared my trepidation with some of the women, my closest friends in my seminary class. And somewhere through all of this, we decided that we would have a pedicure party on the night before that fateful Thursday service. Now, we're in Suwannee, so there wasn't a place to go. We had to do it ourselves. So we weren't certain that this was actually an appropriate observance for Lent or Holy Week, and I'm not looking at Andrew over there. We decided it would be a good way to prepare for the gauntlet of services that we were all about to do from Thursday through Sunday. And so we had our party, and it's a wonder what a little bit of wine and nail polish and fellowship with good friends does to calm a soul. So the next night I went to the service and the nave was all set just like this. There were chairs across the whole front of the nave and there were basins and pitchers in front of them. And the procedure there was that you would go and you would sit in the chair and then somebody who had gone before you would come and wash your feet. And then they would pour water over your feet and then they had a little towel and they would dry you off. Now, I have to confess, I did not hear the sermon that night because I kept going back and forth in my heart. Should I go up for the foot washing? It was entirely optional, of course. And then the sermon ended, and the usher started coming down the aisle. And I was about 20 rows back, and I was sitting with my friends. Then the time to decide came, and so my very reluctant self stood up and walked to the front. When it was my turn, I sat down, and a woman who was in the class ahead of me, who I didn't really know very well, but I knew her name, she was the one who came forward to wash my feet. Her name is Diana Scheide, and she is a beautiful priest in the Northeast. And she was also a nurse before she came to seminary, which I believe was a grace for me. I am certain she could sense my reluctance and my deep, deep embarrassment. And so she tenderly poured the water over my feet, and she began to gently dry them with a towel. And she was particularly gentle with my bad left foot. And then she did something amazing. She kissed it. Now, that is a hard story for me to share, but I do share it with you, my friends, because it is how I learned the lesson of the foot washing by our Lord. It gave me a deep perspective as to what Jesus was doing that night and for what he accomplished the next day on the cross. And it gave me insight as to the kind of service to which he is calling each one of us to provide for each other. You see, our Lord knows our scars and our dirt. The scars on our feet and the dirt between our toes. But better yet, he knows the scars on our hearts and the dirt that is caked upon them. That is why this lesson of love and servant leadership is so amazing, especially when you think about what happens next. In a matter of hours, the same disciples are going to witness leaders using their status and their power to wield injustice and murder. Our Lord's body will be covered with dirt and blood and spit and injuries from torment that will leave deep scars. He will be the one that will become untouchable, tortured, and shamed. And the worst part of it is that he received those scars and that dirt so that the scars and the dirt and the darkness and the sins of our lives would be healed forever. Through his torture and death, he is the one who washed it all completely away. Our Lord therefore reminds us that we all have dirt and scars that need to be washed. He wants us to remember. He wants us to remember that in particular as we care for one another, as we serve one another, and especially as we love one another. Because when we do, it is then that he can bring his healing presence to those lives whom we are serving and to our own lives as well. As Jesus tells his disciples that night, the Lord will know that you are my followers by your love. Amen.